This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Congress is demanding a review of FDA action that allows expansion of dangerous chemical abortions in the U.S. Legislators are questioning less regulation given to chemical abortions that already had problems in their off-label use. Meanwhile, abortion advocates in Canada are fighting to get a new low-dose mifepristone-misoprostol combination to be released over-the-counter in Canada. Illicit export to other countries would likely ensue. Abortion advocates fighting Florida's 24-hour abortion waiting periods are hoping that another court ruling will not be again overturned. Without ruling on the argument, Florida's Supreme Court blocked the law again after abortion advocates raised privacy concerns. A seemingly endless pursuit to recount a Tennessee vote that declared that state's constitution silent on abortion has found a federal judge willing to disqualify certain votes in a new recount. And head of the GOP says Donald Trump will lose his recently announced bid to change the GOP platform to support some abortions. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
A Catholic leader is urging voters to not be fooled by rhetorical smokescreens this election. Bishop Thomas Tobin says so-called choice advocates are choosing or supporting abortion, and they must not receive the vote of those faithful to the gospel. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.